keeping you connected. Update, the innovative talking newspaper for Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire.
So a very warm welcome to the opening segment of our third edition for the year as part of Update Talking News Stoke and North Staffordshire. Yeah, for February 28th, it's great to have you back with us, and I hope you've had a wonderful few weeks since we were with you last. Currently, we do aim to get the service out via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks, with the occasional overlap that depends on volunteer availability and sometimes situations outside our control, like illnesses or Royal Mail delays, etc. Our next edition is going to be in March, and that will be around the 21st at the end of that week. Content is available on our website at updatestoke.org. It's also available via the Talking Newspaper app, which is from Wireless for the Blind, and that is on tablet or smartphone and Google or Apple. Updates also available on the Amazon Alexa and Google Nest. If you want to know about how to access it on those services, please do get in touch with us and I will give you contact information. Our phone number is 07500 870 689. That's 07500 870 689. And if you need any help whatsoever, please do get in touch. If you know of anyone who'd like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please, please do spread the word. And the same goes regarding volunteers. Also, if you have any feedback on perhaps someone who had Update who doesn't want it anymore for whatever reason, or if there's a service that we're not offering that you would like us to offer, then please do get in touch about that as well. Also, if you know of anyone who'd like to volunteer, who has a little bit of spare time, please do pass them our way as well. We're also asking anyone who decides to switch from the USB podcast service to one of the new services then to get in touch, but also to make a contribution of £25 to help with the cost. And the same goes as if you need a player of replacing, we do ask if you can make a contribution. Now, Staffordshire Sight Loss are sharing our content links when available on Facebook and Twitter. They also run a whole host of services and social groups and get-togethers and outings. And they also have a drop-in on Tuesdays at their hub in Albion Street, where the RNIB used to be. And they're offering support, should you need it, to find out about their services. You can give them a call on 07931 327018. You can call, text or WhatsApp, and their email is hello@ssla.org.uk. The readers this week are myself, Liz and Uta. We also have myself bringing you a few poems because I'm covering for Jean, who's having a week off, and we have Cliff and John bringing you the sport, and Uta is bringing you her one and only snippets and two quizzes. Liz bringing you her one and only quiz in local news and features, and then you've got Timbo's trivia, which is coming up shortly. The questions are from myself, and then the answers will be at the start of our entertainment segment. Now, in the entertainment segment, we're having to take a little break from TV, radio and film stream highlights and TV grapevine due to an issue with the Radio Times not arriving. But we will have that for you in the next edition. We are going to have for you a few little features, though. We have got for you a new Audible preview, and I'm trying to find it, actually, because it's run away with itself. I've got that many bits of paper here. I can't find anything, but it is here somewhere. Hang on a minute. I'm working through, like, a whole bed of papers. It's called the Let Them Theory, and it's a life-changing tool that millions of people can't stop talking about. It's by Mel Robbins, and it's narrated by Mel Robbins of the famous podcast series that she did as well. And we'll be having a sample of that too. We've got some films that are coming up at the wonderful Cineworld, but we also advise you, if you'd like to go to Odeon Festival Park or View in Newcastle under Lyme, to Google for their information and go to one of those as well. We've got some wonderful films to talk about. I'm also going to let you know about the new play that's coming up at the new Vic later in March called A Matter of Life and Death. And we also have a review of the last play that was on. All we were talking about it in local news and features, or will be talking about it in local news and features, about the last quiz show in the world or something like that. I've got a review of that coming up as well. And we're also going to have for you a couple of the shows that are coming up at the Regent in the next couple of months as well. And we're going to have a musical interlude for you with a new song from the weekend. So we've got lots of features coming up, so keep listening to all of those. And I've completely lost my papers now and exactly where I am because I'm in a bed of paper. And they say we're going digital. And it'd be even more confusing if I had an iPad and tried to do it on an iPad, because I'd have to switch from one thing to another all the time. Okay, so we got all those coming up. We also have for you two editions of In Touch with Peter White and three actually, of In Touch from Peter White and BBC Radio 4, and that will be at the end of the entertainment segment. So if there's any content we are not currently offering that you would love to hear, then please do call, give us a call or text on 07500 870 689. I hope that you've had a good start to the year. We're like almost into March, and you're in good spirits and not feeling the blues anymore like I always do at the beginning. It always gets a little better, I think, as spring begins, and we've got some spring poems coming up from myself as well, hopefully to kick us off into good gear with spring. And I do hope that you all have something to look forward to. And if you ever do feel a little down or get lonely at the start of this year or start of the month, then why not reach out to a friend or family member that you've not spoken to for a while, or perhaps someone in your life who you've lost touch with, someone who you can depend on. You could have a nice phone call or arrange to meet for a walk, lunch or coffee. Please do keep on wrapping up warm, because we are having some colder days as well as a few warmer ones in this March. And also be very aware of scams. I keep talking about scams because a lot of people are being caught out with scams at the moment, whether they're through the post, email, on the phone. Please do always check with somebody if you're ever in doubt, and never give anyone any of your private information. Now, March has got some wonderful things coming up, including Pancake Day, because Easter's a bit late, and then we're into that Easter period. And then we got Mother's Day. So whatever you have planned, I hope you do have some fun times ahead. If you ever need any help or support, please do get in touch with us and we'll try and help in whatever way we can. We can also refer you to other services and provide you with a range of information like how to use entertainment services like Netflix and Amazon with audio description and talking book services. And you can call us. Phone number again is 07500 870 689. We are currently pursuing funding streams. We are supported by the National Lottery, but it only goes so far. So if you can ever give a donation or support us, we really do appreciate that. Also, if you're looking to sort of give a gift in your will, then please do think about us if update has been an important part of your life, and we will always appreciate and be incredibly thankful for that. I hope you'll find ways to lift your spirits when you need to. If you need to get in touch, please do. You can also email us if you don't want to call, and the email address is updatetnstoke@gmail.com, and we're always here if you need us. I'd love to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and supporting us. A big thank you to all those who've donated. A special thank you to all our volunteers who give up all their time to help to keep Update going, and I hope you do enjoy the range of features and information that we have to follow through. All things, keep smiling through, and I hope you do enjoy our third edition for the end of February 2025. Keep listening, we've got Timbo's trivia questions coming up next.